Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Today is January 23rd, 2016, and welcome back to the Tea Talk Time segment. And this is our third show of the year. Last week we discussed cuddle buddy, and you know the difference between, I guess, having a cuddle buddy and settling, because Dee had one perspective on what it meant and I had a different perspective on what it meant. But nonetheless, we had a great show. It was very interactive. We were able to interact and get some of the feedbacks of some of our guests that called in live to the show. Thanks again to Tara Lashane and also Kim that called in to give their opinion and just to let us know what they think. It's a very cold morning in the DFW area. So I'm not sure where you guys are, but it's extremely cold. And I know our Northeast family are not doing so well. I mean, people were gearing up for water and all of that type of stuff, getting ready for this winter mix, this winter blast that we were supposed to be having going on right now this weekend. My brother was supposed to fly in, actually, and their flight got canceled. So yeah, that's the kind of weather we're having for the winter. I have my beautiful co-host on the line here with me, Dee Moore. Dee, how are you doing in your neck of the woods? Are you keeping warm?
Yes, I am keeping warm. It is extremely cold, and as Stacy stated, for those in the New England or the northeastern portion of the country, I know you guys are kind of like, 30s, that's nothing considering what type of weather you guys have been experiencing and what a lot of people are gripping and waiting for. But nonetheless, we are warmed up. I don't know about you, Stacy, but I am wrapped up. I had a really long, interesting, and exciting night last night, and I'm up early at 8 a.m. This is 8 a.m. Central Standard Time Zone. This is not our normal time slot. We generally, our shows 11 a.m. to 12 Central Standard Time Zone, but due to prior engagements, we are scheduled for earlier shows. So definitely want to thank everyone who is listening with us live. Definitely appreciate you guys' support. Continue to share. We are growing at a great rate, and we got some really exciting things coming down the pipe. We're not going to share at this moment, but just know there will be some really exciting updates and changes as the year begins to progress. This week we will be talking about a heavily debated topic. That is, you know, either you're on one side of the coin or the other. And that topic is, can a woman effectively raise a boy to become a man? And this question is for everyone who, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a single mom, doesn't matter if you don't have any children. Doesn't matter if you're raising a boy or a girl. Doesn't matter if you're a man who is raising a son in a family or just you and your son or you and your daughter. Everyone has some type of opinion about it. Question lies to determine what your actual view and standpoint is as it relates to this topic. Can a woman effectively raise a boy to be a man? So we'll just jump into that topic at this moment, and I'll let Stacy start off with that. So I'm going to just back down, be quiet, then I'll jump in once you finish to give my take on the topic.
Well, thank you, Dee. I think it deals more, you know, from my perspective with seeing it happen versus hearing it. Because I think a woman has the ability to raise a man or a boy into becoming a responsible man. you know, a responsible man, a educated man, a man that is well-grounded, you know, cultured, and so forth. However, when it comes to, like, the core things of him being a man, you know, who he is at his core, the things that he not just takes pride in, because she can teach him to have pride, but, you know, but the things that he holds dear to his heart are, you know, its value system. I think that's rooted and is deep and within his father. I really think his father is going to be able to tell him about some things and some struggles that he's going to have becoming a man, and what is important. You know, the not just the values that his mother, yes, can instill, but the reason why these things are important. The certain ways that how you treat your wife or the woman in your life that you necessarily would not be able to get from her. She can always teach you how to respect a woman, the type of things that a woman, how to treat her. But that kind of, I think, sacrifice, that type of understanding, that type of way how you cover and protect your family and how you protect that woman that you love, and the way how you would not do anything or to harm her or to make her feel, you know, in any shape or way, having low self-esteem or damage who she is at a more or inner core as a woman. That, I think, as women, we are not able to do, because we don't know the struggles and the issues that is going on in them sometimes, or the pressure that they're going through to do certain things, to fall into the crowd, you know, to be a part of, or to be a part of the crowd, and the peer pressure that comes with you have to be just be one of the boys. You know, am I making sense? Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, that's my perspective always been on it. I think there are certain things that we cannot do as women for them that their father can do. You know, when you even when you're raising little boys, or sometimes they're in the homes with their mom, and their mom adore them so much, they spoil them and all of that type of stuff. But you notice that when their dad walk in, when they look up to their dad and they hear that stern male voice, you know, they see something that looks like them, that have the same parts as them. It does something different to them, in my opinion.
I agree. I mean, I really, there's no refuting that there. Just, you know, on the reverse, I don't feel that a man can raise a little girl to be a woman, not to the extent that a woman can raise. A lot of times women are offended, or mothers specifically, of sons are offended at the notion that someone can have an opinion about their parenting skills. And it's not about parenting skills. It's not about discipline and morals and rearing. It's about an element that only a man has. He has the capacity to relate to a young boy because he knows what it's like growing up being a young boy. And there's no way that you can, as a woman, relate or mold a boy to be a man the way a man can. It's just there's no substitute for that. That does not mean that a woman can't raise a boy to be a man. You know, but not to the extent that I feel. I feel that there's an element missing if that young boy does not have a strong man in his life helping him go through the trenches of things that he will experience. So, Stacey, I agree with you wholeheartedly. So often women, single mothers, of young boys take offense to it, and I can only assume, because I have a little girl, mm-hmm. So I cannot necessarily say that if I was in that particular, if that was my scenario, I may have a different view about it. I think a lot of times women feel as if it's taken away from what they bring to the table, and by no means does that. But it is very important that both that a young boy has a man in his life for so many things that we have never experienced coming up through life as young, as little girls, as women, as young women, and as adults. Mm-hmm. It says, you know, there's the statistics are out there. 80.6% of single parents are mothers. So the majority of single parents are women. And that does not necessarily mean that these women don't have male figures in their lives that's helping raise their son. But that figure also needs to be a responsible figure. You know, if it's not the child's biological father, that's a good role model or a good figure. Maybe the child's uncle, older cousin, maybe even an older brother who's an adult. Those healthy images and those healthy type of role models will help mold them. Just the same way healthy, positive images of women help young girls blossom into beautiful, beautiful women.
I completely agree with you, Dee. If you even look at what is happening in our society right now, where you see, and I know these are very young women, and a lot of them are immature women, and they're kind of growing up with their kids, because a lot of them may have had their children very young, and they're, you know, they're growing up with the kids, so there was no time for them to be able to have their fun, enjoy their youth, and do all of that type of stuff. And you see it trending all over social media and so forth. And you see these women dressing their little boys like little girls. And you see these little boys that are acting very feminine at a very young age because they're emulating their mothers. They're doing exactly what their mom do. You see them twerking, putting on makeup, you know, posing in pictures with their moms and doing butt shots now or butt poses or however, and I'm not sure the proper terminology for, you know, such a picture, but that's what you see a lot. You see it, as I said, all through social media. And they're getting a lot of, single moms are getting a lot of backlash for some of the things that they do. You know, I call it mother these boys to death. And I keep asking them, when are you guys going to cut the umbilical cord? And as I said, I am not a mother. However, I have, you know, I've done my share of babysitting, a couple of my first jobs when I, you know, just came into this country. You know, I feel like they're my children now. I still have a great relationship with them and even their mothers, because their mother were career women that weren't able to be there. So I was like their nanny. Slept over, did all of that, get them ready for school when they're out of the country, all of that good stuff. So I, to a sense, I do understand what it is to be a mother in nurturing a child, because I was around these kids from a very young age till, you know, preschool age when I left some of them. And it was important. Doing that is where I made a couple of the decisions in my life where I did not want to become a mother unless I had a partner to co-parent with, because I saw the importance of how important it was to have two parents in that household, to have that two influence and not just one, especially coming from, you know, mostly a single parent home. Because I can even take from my own experience. My brother, we were raised by a woman that is very strong, very independent, that teaches how to be independent, how to be prideful, to be hard worker and dedicated and all of that type of stuff. But there were certain little things that he needed as a boy that she couldn't give him, because he was in a household with just pure women. And yeah, he acted a little, when he was a little boy, acted a little bit feminine, always wanted to play with us. He's playing us, he's playing with dolls. Until when my dad walked into her life, and he was like, no. And then that's when they kind of took him on, you know, under their wings with my uncles and stuff, and, you know, going out to ride bikes and doing all that type of stuff with him and all of that type of manly things, you know, what you would do, go to the country. We call it, you guys probably call it going hunting. We call it going to a bush where you go to the farm and do all of those things. So they started teaching him more manly stuff that he never had before. So I get it. There are just certain things that we cannot do. We just can't do. And the whole thing, as I said, about teaching them the importance of what it is to be a good provider, to be a protector of your household, of that union, that commitment that you make to that woman, whoever it is that you choose, she cannot teach you how to do that, because you're always going to have your peers and those other external influence that's always going to want you to be the macho man, to be the big guy on the corner, you know, and it's about how many girls you can get in bed and all of that and out there running around, that your mother cannot possibly teach you how not to get sucked into those things, how to honor that woman in such a way that you wouldn't do anything to possibly hurt her, because you would. And the reason why I think she cannot do it is because you can't love your mother the same way you're going to love her. We all have different relationships and category of relationship we have with people, but there are certain roles that we play in our life that we cannot possibly play with our siblings and with our parents. So she cannot teach you about that kind of love and about that kind of honor, because you will never love her the same way like that. And you cannot, because that would just be incest or something, you know. So that's just my take on it. I hope I'm making sense, or my way of thinking about it is making sense to our viewers and to even Dee that is listening on the line here with me.
I can't necessarily say which element a woman cannot effectively get through to her son. Maybe she will be able to tell her son how to love a woman because she's a woman. And maybe he would take the fact that he doesn't want anyone to mistreat his mom, so he's not going to mistreat the woman that he loves. So I'm very careful on what a woman can and cannot teach.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, does she have that right connection with her son? And she may very well have the best connection with the son, but I only feel that a man can teach a man how to be a man when it comes to dealing with life experiences, when it comes to dealing with certain things as it relates to working, you know, being in say, for instance, corporate America or blue, you know, just being in a workforce, there's certain things about that I think a man can only learn and experience or can only, I can't think of the right word, but they can relate better.
Mm-hmm.
I think a
ridicule and some of those things that they go through as men in the workplace. So.
Right, and even growing up in high school,
yep.
When a young boy is going through puberty, it's different than when a young lady is going through puberty. So, you know, he may be going through certain things through school and feeling certain type of ways that maybe he's not comfortable expressing to his mom as he becomes interested in young girls and sexuality. So there's just some things, just like on the flip side, a little girl who may only have her father, may not have a woman in her life that takes on that role, that young lady may not be comfortable with expressing to her dad, you know, her feelings of interest and all that stuff. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I think that there are certain dynamics that a woman cannot be able to even understand or begin to understand about raising a young boy at all. You know, there's quite a few scholarly articles that exist on the internet and in your local bookstores on this overall issue. There's even websites dedicated to this notion, excuse me, that men can or cannot raise, you know, women, excuse me, can or cannot raise a boy, you know, to be a man. Women's Day, which is a very popular publication, has an article that they publish. It says how to raise a good man. And so they give a couple of tips, you know, on basic, obviously the title is how to raise a good man. And the subtitle says read what the experts have to say about bringing up a son with character. Now, of course, this is Women's Day, so obviously this article is talking to the women. Has been shared over nearly 9,000 times on social media since this article published. But I want to go through some of these topics because we definitely don't want to just talk about, you know, what can or cannot happen. Obviously, Stacey and I agree on the key question, whether or not it can be done. But we also want to give some type of tips or pointers and point you ladies and men in the right direction to find resources if you find yourself in this predicament or if this is your story. I won't even say a predicament. If this is your story, if you are raising a young man. So number one, it says give him a hand at managing his emotions. Now, I think, Stacey, that's very important. A lot of times young boys are chastised or ridiculed when it comes to showing their true emotions. And they're oftentimes to hold in their emotions, you know, whereas little girls are encouraged to share and express and talk. That's why women are talkers. So whereas little boys are often told if they're feeling some type of emotions to hold that in. So I do feel that their number one, which is give him a hand at managing his emotions, is big. It helps a young boy learn how to manage by communicating, by not lashing out or by not holding it in.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. But one of the points that I was making about teaching, when I say that there is a certain way that he can never love her, so she cannot tell him about honoring that woman. She can tell him about respecting that woman, about being careful, yes, how to treat her. But the kind of, what I was talking about is like when I think about the infidelity rate in our country, and that statistic that you gave about how many percentage of women that are single women that are raising men, if they were able to, and a lot of them are probably single, mostly they're going to tell you because the men mistreated them or they cheated on them. So if she was able to teach that boy about how to be honorable men and not do certain things, then half the population would be more married people than they are single people. So that's what I was saying when I say there is a certain honor that a boy needs to learn about how to honor that woman that is in his life and how to treat her once he chooses her, whether she's, you know, she's going to be his woman before she becomes the wife. That I don't think a mother is able to do. We can always teach him, it's open the doors, be respectful, show that point you're making about how to show them how to share their emotions with us and that it's okay to share their emotion. But I think there's something different about when they sit down and they talk to a man that's going to tell him about the different kind of women that are out there, the ones that you value, the ones that you treat with respect, and when to know when that right one comes along and how to grab onto her, and you don't do anything to tear your house apart. I don't think a woman can give that to him. That's what I was saying.
In all fair, and I have to disagree with that also, because a lot of good men that I know were raised by their moms, and they do get it. A lot of men that I know also who may have had mom and dad in the household were taught by mom and dad, you know, but there's choices that we make. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think having a man teaching you how to love a woman automatically manufactures a good man. I think, and the same thing as far as a woman, I think, you know, there are men out there, like I said, there's plenty of men that I know that I went to school with, I went to college with, that their dad was in their life. Their mom and dad are still married to today, but they messed up along the way in some relationships because they had not found themselves. So I don't necessarily agree that contributes to the amount of single parents that we have. I don't think it contributes to, and I'm not sure that that's what you're saying, but I'm not sure that having a man teach them makes that much of a difference, because a woman can also teach a man how to love a woman, because as women, we know how we want to be treated. I think also a woman can teach her son what type of woman you need to bring home. That doesn't mean that he'll bring that woman home. That doesn't mean that he won't mess up along the way. It just means that he's made some choices and decisions. I think that there are some men who have their dads in their lives, but they're going to play the field, that knows how to handle certain things. They just made the decision that that's what they're going to do. The mom can have the same conversation that the dad has, but unless that boy makes that decision not to, they're going to do it anyway. I know many a men who were married or are married who were raised with their dad in their household, and they still didn't do the right thing when it came to their relationships. But you know, I guess that's where, you know, we can maybe agree to disagree. You know, I can't say what, Glare, and I'll just go back to saying I can't point out what particular things a woman can't teach a man. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there's each person is different. You know, some women may have a better connection with their sons and a better bond with their sons, to where their sons get it and they won't go there because they know, they see what their mom is saying. Some men who may have fathers in their life or may have had fathers in their life, maybe their father wasn't as expressive. So, you know, I think the dynamics of having both a mom and a dad in your life creates that balance, to where, of course, both your parents should be encouraging you to have positive relationships when it comes to commitment and love. So I think both your mom is, you're getting some things from your mom, you get some things from your dad, and hopefully collectively those young men grow into be these wonderful, caring, providing, and comforting husbands to be, you know. But again, I can't say, and I can't say that you're wrong or right. I can just say that I don't feel that there is a one thing that I can pinpoint that a woman cannot do as effectively as a man when it comes to certain things. Now, there's some things that I know that a woman can't teach, and I can't necessarily agree to say that's not one of them. I think a woman can possibly teach a man how to love a woman because she's a woman. But I'm just saying she may not be able to relate, and they may not be able to have that open dialogue that maybe a man can have back and forth. And maybe that's the same thing that you're saying.
Yeah,
maybe not.
No, I agree with all the points that you hit. I'm not saying that we can't or cannot do one or the other thing. I guess because to me, I think treating and loving is entirely two different things. Because you can treat me well doesn't mean that you love me well. You can buy me nice things. That's treating me well. You can open the door for me. That's treating me well. You can send me flowers. That's treating me well. But how do you love me? For me, loving me is how do you take care of my heart and how do you honor me? So there are two different definitions in my mind, in my perspective. So that's why when I think about her being able to teach, and then I also think that we all love our you know, our love languages is different. So she can teach him how to treat that woman well. But how to love her, I don't know. I sometimes feel when a man sit down and he has a conversation, like say a 30-year-old man have a conversation with a man that is 65 or 70, that has lived, that has experienced some things, that has seen some things from a man's eyes, it's going to be a different conversation and he's going to leave a different person than him having that conversation probably with a 65-year-old woman. So that's pretty much all I'm saying. You know, I'm not nothing from, because I believe we are amazing. We're one of the best things God has created since sliced bread. So, and I think we can do a lot of things, but certain things in terms of us, you know, actually being able to do certain things for our son, I don't think we have the capacity to do it. And that's why, you know, again, the mentors and the men being in our boys' life, whether it's uncles and stuff like that, is so important. And I've also had conversation with a lot of single moms who are raising boys who say they don't know what or some of them or where their son would be if it wasn't for that uncle or that pastor or that neighbor or that brother or, you know, that good friend, you know, whether it's from college or whatnot, that knows her situation, that stepped in when this boy was acting up or thought that he can, you know, the bass in his voice is starting to drop and he no longer has to listen to his mother or something like that, or, you know, hormones start changing and he thinks he's a man now or he's towering over her in the house. She don't know where she would have been with this child if it not been for that person stepping in and helping her with where he is at this point, going through manhood or becoming a man.
You know, and which that leads us to Woman's Day tip number 2 on how to raise a good man, which goes directly with what Stacy was saying as far as teaching empathy. And it's basically true. When boys are able to understand how someone else feels, it makes them better friends and better husbands and better dads in the future. And that's directly from that website, which I agree. When they are able to understand how a woman feels, they become better overall. Teaching them empathy, teaching them that it's not just about them, and to just, you know, sit down and hop in the shoes of the person that's receiving, on the receiving end. Mm-hmm. So number 2, teach empathy. I completely agree. And they suggest, in order to accomplish this, is that us women put ourselves in those, or we put them in scenarios. A lot of times we can do, and a lot of times I say this to my daughter, you know, they call it play what if, which is true. What if you were the one X, Y, and Z? How do you think this person would feel? And so that's, to me, that builds a person's character and helps them understand empathy by putting them and having them to think how another person may feel.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 is strengthen. I promise I cannot read this early in the morning.
It's too early.
Anyway, long night and just been up, just kind of got up earlier than expected. But anyway, number 3, strengthen his sense of self.
which is, I think, is important. You know, and some of these are true with just kids in general. You know, in order to strengthen that his sense of self, they suggest that you skip the false praise. You know, just be direct in who he is. False praise things such as you're the smartest kid in the world or you're the best basketball player ever. Do not set up expectations that your son cannot live up to. You know, instead of praising his effort, praise his talents, things that he can strengthen, things that he can build on, and strengthen his own sense of self in that way. They also suggest that not to label. Never use phrases like, which I can't stand, which is boys will be boys.
Oh, my gosh.
It teaches, well, you know, that's excusable because since you're a boy, that's acceptable, when it's otherwise not. So strengthen his sense of self by bringing you know, being positive and speaking positively about him and about his talents and gifts, and always encourage him. Number four, which is instill respect for others, which we all, I think a lot of times, if we're talking about relationships and how men respect women, I think that's one of the major problems that exists right now is the lack of respect that men have towards women and vice versa. I think that if young boys are taught respect and young women mm-hmm. hold up to their bargain of being something to respect, we would have a lower, we'll have a higher rate, I feel, of marriage, a lower divorce rate, and we would have stronger relationships overall, healthy relationships on a one-on-one basis, healthy relationships in our family dynamic as well.
Yeah, I completely agree with all of everything that they're saying. Like, I know we are more than capable because we're human too. We're sharing this planet with, you know, our fellow men. We can definitely teach him about responsibility and about hard work, about, you know, dedication. We can teach them about being polite, respectful, all of those things. We definitely can, but again, I say that there are certain things that I believe that we need the help of a man to do, that we can't, you know, give him that sense of that manly pride. You know, when a man walks with that extra, you know, something in his step, that confidence, I don't know. I just think a father is able to do something where that is concerned, you know, build their esteem, or a man is able to do that for them that we necessarily can't. You know, we can teach them to be proud, yes, and all of that type of stuff, but I really do believe their father is able to do something else for them, or a man, you know, in man, because there are a lot of fathers that are, or household that have two parents household, but their fathers work so much that they're absent, you know, so it doesn't, it don't make sense either to have a household with two parents, but there's not two active parents there, and there's one that's playing a role, and one that is really not playing a role either. So that's just my take on that. And, you know, I did update our blog with an article that I found on Essence about a woman that was, you know, she is very against this whole notion of whether or not a woman can raise a boy, and she's sick and tired of hearing it actually throughout society, and she thinks it's rhetoric, which I don't. You know, me and Dee definitely agree on that we don't think it's rhetoric. I think there is a valid and solid point to it, And that's why, you know, I shared a particular article on our blog, because I think it's a contrast to what we believe to a lot and extent to what she is saying. So I thought that was interesting to read. It's very interesting to read. So you guys can check that out on our blog, which everything for us is Tea Talk Time, and take a look at that article from Essence Magazine. So it's on Essence website as well, which is www.essence.com. So, you know, and that's just my opinion on it, and, you know, just my take. I there's just something that I think a male role or a male figure does. You know, even my little nephew right now, completely, when his father stepped in the room versus his mom, he looked at his daddy in a completely different light. He stand up on his tippy toe, and he's only 17 months. And he's like, Dad, there's just, you see something that brights up in the kid, and he spend more time, more hours in a day with his mother than he does his dad, because my brother worked long, long hours. But when his father walks in the room, and I see it even with my little cousin's kids, when his dad talks to him, oh, my gosh, that he stand with you know, this attentiveness, this, like, you know, I hear a voice that sounds like something that my voice is going to sound like one day, and he immediately responds. He listens. His mom talks to him? Oh, please. She doesn't even exist. So, you know, that's just the way I see it. There's just something that the male figure does to them that an effect they have on them that we just don't.
That's true. That is so very true. That's the reason why it took a man and a woman to
create this person.
You know, exactly. They need both sides. And it is true for women that may have dated men who may have their sons. Any woman might be able to relate to this. Dating a woman, if you're dating a gentleman who has his sons, there's a needed element, a needed woman element in that household or in that life. If the mom is not around, there is an overall difference. There is a missing element that is there, because, like I said, it definitely takes two. Number five, and the final pointer that we're going to pull, or they have on the Woman's Day article as it relates to how to raise a good man, is to show affection,
mm-hmm.
Which is so important. And people just automatically think that, you know, a boy may, or a woman is affectionate, and that's not necessarily true. There's a lot of women out there that don't have the time, or feel that they don't have the time to show affection, or to be affectionate, or even know how to be affectionate. Or maybe there's some women who feels that if they are too affectionate for their sons, then maybe they're making their sons soft. So there's a need, however, there's a necessary balance, but it is necessary to show affection, to show them how to be affectionate, so that they can help build and grow their relationships with people and connect with people on so many different levels. So, again, that article can be found online on the Woman's Day website as well, and the name of the article is How to Raise a Good Man. And just to recap, number one, give him a hand at managing his emotions. So basically get him to talking and communicate and help him find solutions. Number two, they suggest that you teach empathy. And how to do that? Talk about scenarios and ask how would he feel in if the shoes were or the roles were reversed. Number three, strengthen his sense of self. Encourage, motivate him. Do not subscribe him to labels, but also praise him correctly. Talents and not necessarily what you feel his potential is. Number four, instill respect for others. Set rules and enforce them.
and also set a good example. And number five, which is show affection. Show him love and affection, and he will be more open and more of a well-rounded individual. Stacy and I both agree that a young boy, a boy does definitely need to have a positive male role model or figure in his life that is actively teaching him how to be a good man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Hands down, we do. And again, you know, we've come to a close of another show. Today was a short show for us because we have a busy day today. But again, we thank you guys for tuning in and for listening. And we would love to hear your feedback and your perspective on that. So check out our website. Everything for us is tagged the same all across the board, social media. It's ttalktime.com. That's our website, www.ttalktime.com. And it's same for us in social media as well. Guys, I did create a Facebook event. So it's not a live show. It's a pre-recorded show. But you guys can log on and listen to the show and just send us your feedback and let us know what you thought, what your perspective is, what your opinion is. As I said, we love to hear from you guys. We like to interact with you guys, and we thank you for your support and for continuing to listen and engage with us. So we greatly appreciate it. And, you know, I guess that's the close of another show on the 23rd of day of the month. Already it's going by so quickly.
It is really, really going by. It's just crazy. This is, we have less than 10 days left in January. January is a wrap. So,
yes, it is.
So, yeah, thank you for all your support. Continue to follow us on social media. All of our tags are the same. Nothing has changed. Tea Talk Time. Our website, ttalktime.com, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter is all Tea Talk Time.
Yes, well, I guess that is it for us, guys. And enjoy your Saturday. Stay warm. And we thank you again. And I guess we'll see you guys next week, Saturday. Next week, Saturday, I believe, but we will update you guys if there's any changes that we will resume our regular scheduled time, which is 11 a.m. Central Standard Time.
All right. Everyone have a good morning.
Wherever your time zone you're in, have a good day. Good morning. We'll talk to you guys. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.